You're listening to SBS News.
Parts of South Australia were the first to feel an early blast of wintry weather on Wednesday, with heavy rainfall hitting the state. Victoria and New South Wales were the next in line. Dean Naramore works at the Bureau of Meteorology's Extreme Weather Desk, and he says it's a surprise to see such a large system coming so early in the winter season.
This is a pretty strong system, and with many early season cold records likely, it's pretty unusual to see a cold front this strong this early in the year. They're much more typical through the winter months, but as we get towards late April and temperatures, you know, up to 15 degrees below average, it is definitely one of the strongest systems, and just a little bit unusual, but not unheard of.
Cold temperatures, rain, snow and hail will batter much of the southeastern states, and it could last well into the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to see multiple rounds of this cold air impacting southeastern parts of the country. So the cold front will move through the rest of Victoria and New South Wales today, and it'll clear off the coast on Thursday. Now, behind that cold front, we'll have a really cold air mass across many parts of Victoria and New South Wales.
The early winter weather could make the task of restricting the spread of the coronavirus tougher. Gabrielle McMullen is the Vice President of the New South Wales branch of the Australian Medical Association.
There's a little bit of evidence that perhaps cold and flu viruses survive better and transmit easier at colder temperatures. But often the main thing that contributes to our peak of cold and flu seasons is our behaviour in the winter. We tend to stay indoors more and crowd together, and that helps with the transmission of these viruses.
But thanks to the social distancing guidelines in place around the country, Dr. McMullen says this year's cold and flu tallies might be the best in recent years.
So actually, we'd be hopeful that over the next few weeks, if there is some cold weather, that the social distancing that we're all practicing to keep the COVID curve flattened may also have the added benefit of less colds and flus.
The weather in much of New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia and the Australian Capital Territory won't be too nice for the next few days, but the end will be in sight soon. But Mr. Naramore says there will be a slight easing on Saturday through Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales. But then another round of showers, local hail and thunder is expected, so it really isn't until Sunday that those conditions ease. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.